Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's weekly show dedicated to talking about local and national politics. I'm Abigail Corson. It's been a record-breaking year for concealed carry weapons in Boone County. As of December, the Sheriff's Department is on pace to fill the highest amount of permit requests it's ever had, topping the 2013 record. KBIA's Riley Began reports.
The uptick in permit requests this year surprised even the Sheriff's Department, which had to request a budget amendment in October to account for additional revenue and expenses from the applications.
I would anticipate we'll probably end up somewhere, close to 2,500 before it's all said and done. That is well above what the numbers were for last year.
That's Major Tom Redden, Chief Deputy at the Sheriff's Department and Manager of the Concealed Carry Licensing Unit. Redden says that by state law, his office doesn't collect information on why people are applying for permits, so we can't give an exact reason for the increase.
Could we be experiencing more applications because we've got more people moving here, current political climate, perception of criminal activity, violent activity? All of those things, I'm sure, probably come into play.
Indeed, over the past 10 years, the percentage of residents in Boone County holding a concealed carry permit has quadrupled, according to the Sheriff's Department. In the Columbia area, many permit hopefuls go to stores like Target Masters to take the firearm safety training course required to carry.
My name is Jim Hill. I'm a firearms instructor, both in private lessons and concealed carry. A lot of times our classes are filled 6 weeks before class.
Hill thinks the surge could be due to a number of different factors. One, he says, might be the expanding demographics of those that are interested.
Since concealed carry became a right in 2003, we've seen quite a change in the makeup of our classes. Originally, it was all white male. Then about 6 years ago, it started evolving into a mixture of white male-female. We've also noticed in the last 3 years, we're starting to get a lot of the minorities coming through.
Above all, Hill says people want to carry a concealed weapon because they're scared of increasing crime rates, even though according to data from the Columbia Police Department, most violent and property crime is at or below average right now. Another possible explanation may be the 2014 state law that reduced the age requirement, allowing people as young as 19 to obtain a concealed carry permit. While people under 21 must still rely on their parents to buy them guns, this law opened up a wider segment of the population to carry a firearm.
My name is Laura Cataletta, and I'm a senior staff attorney at Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Missouri is one of the states that has very lax concealed carry laws, meaning that it's very easy to get a concealed carry permit in Missouri. Some states give police discretion when they're determining who should be granted a permit. Missouri doesn't do that. In Missouri, you just have to meet certain basic criteria and you get a permit.
Cataletta says Missouri ranks 44th out of 50 in the stringency of its gun safety laws. On the one hand, applicants must undergo 8 hours of firearm safety training, like that provided by Target Masters. On the other hand, she says it lacks common gun safety laws like the state regulation of firearm dealers, requirements for gun owners to register their weapons, and limits on the amount of guns that can be bought at one time.
It also has the 12th, or at least for the last year that statistics were available, Missouri had the 12th highest rate of gun deaths per capita in the country. So it's got weak gun laws and high gun death rate.
2016 may bring changes for both Missouri gun rights and gun control advocates. An MU law professor has filed a suit against the University of Missouri system, arguing that banning concealed weapons on campus infringes on constitutional rights. And recently, a state representative pre-filed a bill that would add the same restrictions to gun purchases as to abortions in the state. Whatever the outcome, the coming months will bring plenty to talk about on both sides of the aisle. Riley Began, KBIA News.
That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Abigail Corson. Thanks for listening.